Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to be victory too.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Amen. We just thank God for today. Amen. Come on, let's enter in with all faith. Amen. Giving God all praise, glory, and honor, and all the adoration. For God is so worthy of all praise. Almighty God, we thank you. Oh, come and let us sing to the Lord. Amen. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands form the dry land. Oh, come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice and receive in the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Father God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul. Amen. We thank you for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart. We thank you, Lord God, for your word says that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you send your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, to save us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood, amen, that covers us right now, that redeems us, that sanctifies us, that purifies us, amen, that heals us, that makes all things new. Hallelujah. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we thank you for your promises, so yes and amen. We thank you, Lord God, that your God that stands on your word, oh God, if you said it, then it shall be done. And we thank you, Lord God, that you called us blessed, amen. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, that we can decree and declare right now the victory. So Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, as we humble ourselves right now, God, that you would deliver us right now from all that's not of you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask that you let your glory, hallelujah, of the Lord rise upon each of us right now, according to Isaiah 62. Amen. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us, oh God, and let your glory be seen on each of us. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We decree to declare victory right now, and we thank you, Lord God, that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases and afflictions, infirmities and hindrances right now, persecution and torments and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now in the future. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, God. And Heavenly Father, we come now in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Hallelujah. And Heavenly Father, we pray for the loss of this world, that this day that every man, woman, and child from here to the farthest corners of the earth may be saved. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And as we intercede, we ask by faith, amen, that you would use us, oh God. Hallelujah. And as we're believing that a thousand and thousands this day have the opportunity to make Jesus Christ their Lord and their Savior, we ask the Lord of the harvest to thrust the perfect labors across these lives this day to share the good news of the gospel in a special way so that they will listen, hallelujah, and understand and receive, that it will touch their hearts, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for those that are sick and shed in right now, for we know you, Lord, to be a healer. So, Lord, we call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, to heal the sick right now, God. Oh, Lord, release your healing virtue, your healing anointing into our bodies, oh, God. Let healing spring forth speedily in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask you to bless our bread and water, oh, God, that when we take it, it will take sickness away from our bodies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we pray for restoration right now. Oh, Lord, that you restore us, oh, God, to the days of our youth. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray for restoration of every marriage right now, God, that you restore the love, oh God, the peace, of the unity right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Restore the joy, the happiness, oh God, the intimacy, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God. Have your way in us right now.
Father God, we surrender all over to you, withholding nothing, for our life belongs to you. Amen. Oh, Lord, we bind our minds to the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ may arise and operate in each of us. Amen. We bind our will to your will, Heavenly Father, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare by faith, amen, because you have given us the power and the authority to do so. So we decree and declare right now that we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and we are holy without blame before him in love. We are the elect of God, amen. We are established to the end, and we are made near to our Heavenly Father by the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are set free, and we are strong in the Lord, and we're dead to sin. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who conquered the world. We are joined with, hallelujah, we're joined hands with Christ Jesus, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you, God, that we're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. We are in Christ, and Christ in us, amen. We are accepted in the beloved, and we're complete in him. We're crucified with Christ, and we're alive with Christ. We are free from condemnation, amen. We're reconciled to God, and we're qualified to share in his inheritance. We're firmly rooted and built up, established in our faith, and overflowing with thanksgiving right now. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, touch our eyes, oh God, that we'll see with new eyes. Touch our ears, that we'll hear with new ears, amen. Touch our mouths, oh God, that we will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, make us stronger as the cedars of Lebanon right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We come to Zion on today, that we may receive your holy blessings, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, anything that's not of you right now, God, let it be revealed right now in this circle, God, and let it be taken out the way of God. Help us to see our own wrongdoers, oh God. Oh Lord, help us right now. We pray for divine order in our lives. We pray for divine position right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let spiritual growth take place right now, God. We pray for spiritual riches in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, help us on today, oh God. We thank you for your help right now and your ever-present help us on the way. We thank you. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. We'll thank you for all the days of our life, oh God. We bless your holy name, Father God. And Lord, we ask that you touch the heart and mind, oh God, the mouth of your apostle, oh God, your prophets, oh God, your preachers and teachers, oh God, your evangelists, oh God, your prophet in the name of Jesus Christ, that we will speak your word at all times, that we will not speak in error, oh God, that we will be that example, oh God, that all will see Christ Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we have decree and declare that we abide in Christ and Christ is in us, oh God, that they will see Christ Jesus in us, oh Lord, that our life be that example, oh God, hallelujah. Let us operate with love. Help us, oh God, to always operate with love, oh God, because you have commanded us to love you one another. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, oh God. Oh Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We put on us right now the forearm of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We decree and declare the forearm of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way. Amen. We take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, and we cut us loose and those in our family and all that we love. We cut them loose right now from anything that the enemy has attached to us, to destroy us, to bring us down. Hallelujah. To shame us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we decree and declare victory right now. Amen. Hallelujah. And Father God, we can't thank you enough. Hallelujah. But we thank you. We thank you. Oh, glory to your name, God. Help us all, Father God, as we enter in to receive. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you would use, amen, the man of God. Hallelujah. Your minister, our pastor. Pastor Dorse, amen, in this day, oh God, that you use of great and mighty, that we all may be able to receive from him, oh God, as he speak your word, oh God, that he will decrease and that you may have all the increase in him. Oh Lord, let him speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Let it flow, oh God, like water, oh God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that all can receive, oh God, when we come to be filled up, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you for the man of God, for you've called him for such a time as this, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray that you will continue to strengthen him, oh God, as he go forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, spreading the gospel, the good news to all that we hear. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you continue to bless our union, oh God, as we continue to do your word, Father God. You have called us to be together, oh God, to walk hand in hand, hallelujah, to be one with one another. We thank you, Father God. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over all that's in service on today and all that we hear this in the future, amen. Hallelujah. I plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over us, and I decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. We bless your name, God. We decree and declare that all is well with us. Amen. Hallelujah. And that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for it, Lord. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, church, let's give God some praise right now. Amen. Come on, come on. Let's just thank you. Let's enter in right now. Amen. Whatever it is, amen, whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is that you've been through, whatever it is that you're facing, we thank God right now for the victory. Amen. Hallelujah. If you just trust God, amen, would you just believe if God said it, it shall be for you. Amen. Hallelujah. It's something that no one can do to stop you from receiving what God has for you to receive but yourself if you would just trust him. Hallelujah. If you just have faith and know that he is God, amen, you shall receive all in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray for God's help on today, that God will help us in the message that's going to go forward, amen, that God will continue to use us great and mighty. God bless everyone that's here in Sunday service right now. God bless your home and all that is in your home. We are trusting God for the miracle. Amen. We're trusting God for the miracle of healing. So many people are sick in their bodies and are going through so much in their health. But we are trusting God. We are coming on one accord. Amen. Amen. Barboard heaven today. Amen. For healing, for miracles of healing in the life of God's children. Amen. Sickness does not come from the kingdom of God. So we are decreeing and declaring healing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Being healed from high blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes, amen, heart disease, the COPD, cancer, whatever it is that you're dealing with right now, Alzheimer's, whatever it is, anemia, we decree and declare right now, insomnia, whatever it is, mental illness, whatever it is that you're dealing with right now, arthritis, crippling arthritis, sinusitis, we come against it right now with the blood of Jesus, and we decree and declare healing over your body. All sickness and diseases and viruses known or unknown to men, we decree and declare deliverance and healing right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we open up our mouths and we receive it. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we receive our healing. If you would just open up your mouth by faith and say, I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We welcome you on today, church. We welcome you, every visitor on today. We welcome you with the love of Christ Jesus. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. Amen. We welcome you. We welcome you here today. We are the Gospel Public Ministries with senior pastors, Pastor Doris A. Manning, and myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning. When I minister on the roster, Minister Learn Green from Illinois. Hallelujah. We welcome you. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, please press 1. Amen. We want to welcome you, and we want to pray for you and pray with you. Amen. Whatever it is that you are facing, that you are dealing with, amen, or you're needing to be delivered from, we're here to pray with you for you, believing on one accord that it shall be done in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. So if you press 1, if you're calling in today on the line here at Blog Talk, give us a call at 845-277-9213. We want to pray for you and pray with you as well. We welcome you as well. Amen. And tell somebody about the Gospel Public Ministries. Hallelujah. God is doing a new thing. Hallelujah. And for us here at the Gospel Public Ministries. Amen. At this time, we're going to have a song selection here, and then we'll be back with our scripture reading, and then we'll have another song selection too, and then we'll have the preach word from Pastor Doris A. Manning. Hallelujah.
Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet and just enter in right now? Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter in. We enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in and we receive. We receive your joy. Tonight, we enter in. Oh yeah, we enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. The price for me, yes you did, Lord. Way back on Calvary, that's why I praise you, Lord. I'm gonna lift you up, yes I will. I magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Look at two or three people and say, I got to praise him. A whole lot of people said, I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God! Hold on to me, yes he did. Yes he did. I got to breathe. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. Let's enter in. Amen. Our scripture reading is going to be coming out the book of Psalm. Amen. Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. If you follow along with me in your Bible, that's Psalm 1, chapter 1 through 3. The Bible says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. 3, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Hallelujah, hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Stay right here with us. We'll have two song selections, and we'll be right back for the preach word from Pastor Dorsey Manny. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Into this building, you brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the same. So you tell me you've been to your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and all your soul. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah. And he can mend a broken
heart. He can mend your broken heart.
He has
he
the
miracle. To fix your need.
Won't you trust?
Won't you trust him?
Oh,
you
will receive. About your situation, but with every test and every trial, there is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you.
Yeah.
is that you'll have your healing.
Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. We come now to bring you to Jesus, give you the word. Amen. In the name of Jesus, amen, that you may receive on today. Right now, if you set your minds and your heart to receive on today, give your ear to the messenger of God, our pastor, our senior pastor of the Gospel Public Ministry, a man after God's own heart, a man that operates with love. Amen. A man that truly believes in what the word of God says and believes in giving the word of God to those that have an ear to hear. A man that loves his family, a hard worker, amen, a man of integrity that operates with humility. And I present to you no other than my handsome, loving husband, Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Amen, amen. I thank God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. I thank God. Give all honor and glory unto God, you know, who is the head of my life.
Amen.
And I thank you so much, Apostle, you know, for the warm introduction and introducing me the way you do. I'm so proud to be your husband. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Very proud husband. Amen. But today we are here for a reason, you know, and the reason that we are here is to hear from God. We are here to hear from God. That's the reason why we come. We come together in Sunday service to hear Amen. From God. So I'm so grateful to be right here in this position. I thank every single one of you for inviting me into your home. I thank y'all for coming to church. Thank you, every single one of you for coming to church. Could have been anywhere right now. I do understand, you know, this is the afternoon hour or the evening hour, you know, some it's dinner time. I don't know what time zone that you're in, but thank y'all so much. The word of God is going to go forth. Amen.
Amen.
Today's, I have a message. Holy Spirit been working on me on this word, and I can tell you one thing. The devil know how to show up when a mighty word is coming from God. So I pray that every single body is able to receive this word. As a matter of fact, let us pray right now. Father God, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father God, for every single opportunity that you give us for us to see you, for us to hear you in your word, Father. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for being our source, for being our all in all. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you speak to our minds and that you speak to our hearts today. We pray, Father God, that this word that you're going to minister, Father God, that it take root on the inside of us, that we be changed today.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, Father God, that you allow Scripture to interpret Scripture for us not to leave anything out, for us not to add to it, put our own perception on it, but let your word go forth. Unclean thought and unclean spirit, we rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. You old perverse spirit, you spirit of confusion, you spirit of doubt and disbelief and deception, you spiritual deafness. Right now, we rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. We say you go in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, we pray, and everybody in the church do say amen, amen again.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, church, I want to take my time here. I don't want to rush you this, even if we have to finish this on another another sermon. We're gonna get through this because this is a word that God gave, such a powerful word that He gave me here. Power of manifestation. Power of manifestation. So that's let us get your pens down. I don't know exactly how much we'll get through, but get your pens and papers and, you know, write some of this down so we can be able to have reference to it. But power of manifestation. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I would like for you to go with me over here to the book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And I'll also read from the NLT, the New Living Translation of the Bible. Galatians chapter 3. Help us, Holy Spirit, help us. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Galatians chapter 3.
The Bible
three.
Reads here, amen, Galatians chapter 3. We'll start at verses 1. Verses 1, and we'll go here to 6 or 7. We may make it a little bit farther, but we'll start right there in verses 1. Galatians chapter 3.
Amen.
Amen. O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently sent for, crucified among you? 2. This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by works, or receive the Spirit by works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? 3 reads, are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? 5. He therefore that ministereth to you in the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he this by the works of the law or the hearing of faith? And 6 reads, even as Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. 7, you know therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. So now let's put this into perspective. Power. Or power of manifestation. So here is Apostle Paul is writing this letter here over here to the church of Galatia. And what he's asking here, as a matter of fact, before, let's just read this in the NLT so we can make sure that we have a clear understanding. Galatians chapter 3, and I'll read the same thing, but I'll read it from the New Living Translation. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We pray that we don't go before you. We pray that you do exactly what you tell us to do. I'm going to read the same thing from the NLT. It says, O foolish Galatians, who have cast an evil spell upon you, for the meaning of Jesus Christ's death was made as clear to you as if it had been seen a picture of his death on the cross. Let me ask you this question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by obeying the law of Moses? Of course not. You received because you believed the message you heard about Christ. Let's stop right there. So now when we're talking about the power of manifestation, see, we need to understand what has already been manifested in your life. Or better, who has already been manifested in your life. So now the word manifestation, we need to understand manifestation means the act of feeling something is yours and making it real. See, that's what manifestation means. It definitely means, we can go a little bit more depth in that, but it says It says it's an act of feeling something that is yours and making it real. See, do you feel like the Holy Spirit is yours? Do you feel like, and when I say that, because, you know, all of us that who are believers, all of us who have asked God to come into our lives and be our personal Lord and Savior, and when we confess, you know, that he lived for us and died for us and went to hell for us and he rose again by the same Holy Spirit that we're talking about now and ascended into heaven, and he sits right now on the right hand of God interceding for us right now.
Yes, Lord.
And we ask the Holy Spirit to come in on the inside. Don't you know that that is manifestation taking place right there? This manifestation taking place right here, right now, while we are living, while we are right here in church, hearing this
Amen.
Word. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
There is power in the manifestation, or there is power in us in the act of believing, knowing that the Holy Spirit is with us and living
Amen.
On the inside of us. Uh-huh. But
Amen.
See, Amen. See, now, manifestation, see, there's another part to manifestation. See, right here, this requires nothing that you have done. Oh, see, now we're going to understand, you know, when you're using God's power, see, when you're using the Holy Spirit, so you need to understand that there is nothing that you had done. It was who you had received on the
Hallelujah.
Inside that have already done all of the work for you,
Amen.
And you asked him to come to be your personal Lord and Savior in on the inside, to lead you in things, to guide you in all things, to be your
mm-hmm.
source and to be your way maker. See, when you enter into this place of belief, then there's power in manifestation. But that has
Amen.
Nothing to do with you. That has everything to do with what God has for you. But see, there's a second part of manifestation. See, the manifestation, we need to understand, you know, the word manifestation, the word manifest. See, that's where we come
mm-hmm.
in at. See, manifest is you are making it known that it is yours. See, that's the definition.
Yeah.
See, manifest is that you are making it known that it is yours. Or see, we're not, but see, we are talking about the Holy Spirit. So that means that I am making it known that the Holy Spirit is mine. See, right here in the place, now we can put it into perspective how the power of the Holy Spirit shows up in our life. First, us knowing who God is. First, us knowing
mm-hmm.
the Holy Spirit by receiving him. And then at the same time, while we knowing who God is, by we receiving him, us making it known. See, now this is how manifestation takes place. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So here it is, Apostle Paul here. What he is saying right here to the church is, who have cast a spell on you? See, did you receive the Holy Spirit by your works, or by the works of the law, by you doing right to get right, by you looking good to get good, by you holding yourself to a certain standard in front of the eyes of people, or the eyes of self, being rude, keeping a ritual, or did you receive it by faith?
Amen.
Which one was it? So who cast, amen. So who have cast a spell upon you is what he's asking right here.
Jesus.
See, we are counted as righteous. We are counted as righteous because we believe in Jesus Christ. That's why you are counted as righteous, because you believe in Jesus Christ. See, the promise, God made a covenant with Abraham, and we need to understand that this covenant God made with Abraham, he said that his child will be blessed with him. His child would be blessed. Those that who believe, you are counted as righteous because we believe with Abraham. So you are counted as the children of God. But he's talking about that child. He's talking about Christ Jesus. And we don't have, you know, a whole lot of time in sermon today, so we're not going to go too far from that. That's another sermon here. But we're talking about the power of manifestation. First, knowing this is the act of you feeling that something is yours. And then, you know, the second part of that is you making it known. So I want you to know here, church, I want you to know here that every, when it comes down to things that are manifesting in your life, see, I don't know what's going on in your life right now. God knows, and you know. You don't know what's going on in my life. But one thing that I do know this. Everybody that's living right now, we are looking for something to show up in our life. We all have dreams. And we all have desires. I know that every single body that is living have dreams and you have desires. And see, these very dreams and these desires that you have, these are the things that tend to show up in your life. Amen. There's not one person that lay down at night or even wake, or you awake in the day when you're in a place of, you know, we alone, that you don't dream about something, that you don't think about something, that there's not one person. And the evidence is that your heart begins to yearn for it or to desire it. So everyone has dreams and desires. See, we need to understand that the mind and the heart is seeking out for what it wants. See, the mind and the heart, it seeks out for what it wants. It seeks out for what it wants. See, the mind and the heart, see, it'll seek out for a thing, or the mind and the heart, or it'll seek out for a person. Because these are the two things that's in this right here world. There are things that are in this world, and there are people that are in this world. And you, as being a person, you will seek out for things. You also seek out for people. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you understand that, now we're still talking about the power of manifestation. We're going to get there. We just need to understand something first and lay the foundation. See, we have eyes. We have ears. We have hands. And we have a mouth. We have this mind that can be able to think things, to make decisions, to feel emotions, to make choices. So we need to understand that all this is going to work together when it comes down to what's manifested in our lives. All right? But you need to first understand that you have to think it first. You have to see it first. So that way your eyes come in place. See, the eyes take hold of what it is that the heart is desiring. See, the ear, see, it can hear something that's being spoken, and when it hear it, you can conjure up thoughts. That means you can dream about it.
Mm-hmm.
That means you can think about it, that you can dream about it. And see, the hand, you know, that has the ability to take something or to receive something or to create something. See, that's where the hand comes in place, and the mouth has the ability to speak it. Now, I don't know which order that you're going to put it in. See, we're talking about, you know, things that are being manifested in your life. See, we need to understand, you know, first, we need to understand that we are a spirit, and we have this power that's given from God for things to manifest in his life. The ultimate thing that God wants to manifest in our life is the Holy Spirit. See, God wants his spirit to be manifested in your life because he wants his spirit. He wanted to be real. See, God wants to be real in your life. That's manifestation. Not only does God want to be real in your life, he wants you to make known that he is a part of your life, that he is your life. Amen.
Amen.
That's that covenant, and that's that agreement. See, this is a part of the new covenant and new agreement. See, this is salvation for us. See, that's what we have received when we receive the Holy Spirit on the inside. We need to understand that there's a salvation, there's a package, there's a salvation. Salvation is not just limited to being born again. It's not just limited to confessing that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior and receiving the Holy Spirit on the inside for you to do nothing, for you just to be the same.
Jesus.
No, the salvation. So we need to understand, you know, when the Holy Spirit entered in on the inside, we need to understand that the power of the Holy Spirit entering in on the inside. So that means that your spirit man had became perfect through the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. So you need to also understand that it wasn't just limited to that, but you need to understand that other things had showed up in your life, but these other things that showed up in your life, so you have to let it be made known because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. Love, peace, and prosperity, and forgiveness, wholeness, and holiness, soundness, oneness, gentleness, see, all these things, so you have to let this be known that you are the righteousness of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
So don't be foolish. Don't be foolish to let someone, like Apostle Paul, say, cast a spell over you and you forget who you are.
My God.
So let me ask you a question. So the first question I want to ask you is, because we are manifested promise or manifested word. That's who you are, those of us in the body of Christ. Because we are manifested word. We are the manifestation of what God promised to our father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We are the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. So who is it? Amen. So who is it that makes these things show up in our lives? So when you're looking for something to show up in your life, when you are looking for something to manifest itself in your life, who is it that causes these things to happen in our life? Who or what is it that causes things to happen in our life? That's the question that I want to ask. Amen. So now that we have the foundation of what God has done, and also have the clear understanding what we have received and what we have confessed, who it is that's living on the inside, see, let's not allow ourselves to let our minds slip. We need to understand that this is a spiritual thing. See, living itself, you need to understand that it is a physical and a spiritual thing, but it's more spiritual than anything because you are spirit. All right?
Amen.
So when you're looking for things to show up in your life, if you are a spirit that's living, and you are a spirit that's living, you're inside of a body. This is our earth suit. And you are living. You're living. You're breathing. You're speaking. So you're doing something that's spiritual. But you know it has to come from somewhere. You need to know that the things that manifest itself in your life and the power of it, we need to understand that you have God's kingdom on one side. And here, now we have you. Then we have to understand that there's the kingdom of Satan is on the other side. The kingdom of Satan is opposite from the kingdom of God. But here it is. You are right here in the middle. So what I'm trying to say to you is that the kingdom of God, this is a spiritual place. Amen. Do we understand that?
Yes.
Amen. Do we understand that the kingdom of God, this is a spiritual place? We need to understand this is by how you believe that's in your heart, or what you perceive, what's on the inside. This is a spiritual place. And I ain't going to go too deep over there. We need to understand the same thing. You make the decision. You make the decision. I ask the question, so who makes the decision on what shows up in your life, where it's going to come from? Kingdom of God, or it's going to come from the kingdom of Satan.
That's right.
Amen. Do you agree with that? Everybody agree with that? Long as I want to show you in Scripture, because I don't want to just throw some information out there and I can't find it in the Word of God. No, I can find it in the Word of God. I want to show you here. When it comes down to how you're going to live, I want to let you hear what Apostle Paul says here in Galatians chapter 5:1. Now, according to what we just said, you know, who makes the decision on what shows up in our life? So let's read what Apostle Paul says here in Galatians 5. He says in 1, he says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty where Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again in the yokes of bondage." Understand that at one point, because Apostle Paul, you know, said this here, he says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty where Christ has made you free." So what he said is that you are free. So, you know, you stand there in the liberty of knowing that Christ has made you free. And don't be again entangled in the yokes of bondage. So that means that before you were free, you was in bondage. All right? So right now, that is we're talking about two different kingdoms, right? Right here in the first scripture, two different kingdoms. All right? And 2, it says, Paul say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ hath profited you nothing. So he's talking about, you know, your rule keeping and your keeping the law. He says, "For I testify again that every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to the whole law. Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace." Hey, we're getting somewhere now. "For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith." And 6, For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love.
Yes, Lord.
Now, don't you understand right here, see, Scripture has saying, you know, that, all right, because there is two different kingdoms, kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. You need to understand that you having the Holy Spirit on the inside, you need to understand that who it is that is leading you or guiding you. You need to understand that the power of what is manifesting itself in your life, and right here it says grace. 4, it says Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever is justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. So now let's look at us. Let's look at us for a second. Let's look at us. So now if we are in Christ, the Holy Spirit is in us. So you can't acknowledge God as being ahead of your life. And then, you know, you're living by his grace. And then here it is when other things show up. I'm talking about a thought of something else show up, or a word that presents itself in front of you, or a voice that is speaking to you, that is causing you to not follow the grace of God. Follow the grace of God.
Amen. Jesus.
So this is what determines what shows up in your life. It's going to be the grace of God that's going to determine what shows up in your life, or it's going to be whatever it is that you're looking at or you're listening to in this world. More than likely is principalities or powers or rulers of darkness or spiritual wickedness. So let's understand the manifestation, the power of manifestation. Let's read 14. Let's read 14. 14 says, Galatians chapter 5:14, "For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." How do we do that? Well, love have to be on the inside. All right. So let's go ahead on down and read 18. 18 says, "But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law." All right. That means that you're under a leadership. You're being led right now. If you're not, you say if you're led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. So Apostle Paul, what he's really saying is This is determined, you know, what kingdom that you're listening to. And he describes it right here a little bit farther, like in 19. He says, now the works of the flesh are manifested. That word is again. The works of the flesh are manifested, which are these. Now, before I even read these, Apostle Paul said the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these. He said adultery and fornication and uncleanness and lasciviousness, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred and variances, emulation, wrath, strife, seduction, heresies. It says envying, murdering, drunkenness, reveling, and such these things. So we know they don't come from the kingdom of God. So we know when things show up in your life, it has come from a kingdom. Amen. So do we hear, do we get, are we getting an understanding of the power of manifestation? See, God did not just give his life for us just to still be the same, still be entangled, to still be entangled in the yokes of bondage, to still be of the flesh, to still be of the world, to still be thinking about those things and how you used to think about those things and feeling the way we used to feel and not allowing the grace of God to lead you in that place of love, lead you out of that place of being under the law or under that place of self-righteousness of pride for thinking.
My Lord, my Lord.
Hallelujah. The power of manifestation. I have another question that I want to ask. So now we understand that there's a kingdom of God and there's a kingdom of Satan, and we're right here in between making a decision on which place we're going to dwell in. And the evidence is, as according to Apostle Paul, he describes, you know, what is manifested, and we understand that manifesting is what we're letting known. He said it's adultery and fornication and all these other ungodly things. So now we understand that. So now let's understand when it comes down to the power of manifestation. If we're allowing the kingdom of God, you know, to lead us, if we're allowing the word of God to be manifested, if that's what we are confessing out of our mouth, how do we take hold of what is of what that is being presented to us? How do we take hold of what is being presented to us? Because you will take hold of one of these things. You will take hold of a spiritual kingdom while you are right here in the land of the living. You will take hold of a spiritual kingdom. You will be led by one of these kingdoms, the kingdom of God or the kingdom of Satan. You will. You will. And God knew that. That's why he gave his life for you.
Jesus.
So now that we are of Christ, okay, so how do we take hold of what is presented, you know, in us? And we know what that is presented, you know, is the fruits of the Spirit, the fruits of righteousness. Well, this is where this written word of God comes into play. Now, you got the Holy Spirit on the inside. Go over here. Let me show you. You got the Holy Spirit on the inside. Go over here to John, St. John 14. Verses 16. St. John chapter 14, verses 16. Amen.
Amen.
St. John chapter 14, verses 16 reads here. This is Jesus speaking. He says, and I will pray the Father, and that, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world could not receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwells in you and shall be with you, or he has to be in you. He said, I would not leave you comfortless. He said, I will come to you. Yet a little while, the world seeth me no more, but you see me. He said, because I live, you also, you, he said, you should live also. And listen, listen to 20. Jesus says, at that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye are in me, and I in you. Do we understand what he just said here? What he just said? Well, let me just read here in 26 before I give it away. Let me just read what the Word of God says. Verses 26, let's skip on down. It says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your what? Your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you, my Lord, my God. See, now, that's the answer to the question. How do I take hold of what is being presented unto me? See, the Word of God has already been preached. The Word of God is forever established in heaven. So here it is. We have the Holy Ghost, according to Scripture, who is living on the inside of us, who is alive, as Jesus said. A living Word is on the inside. So not only do you have the manifestation of the Holy Ghost on the inside, you have the manifestation of the Word of God also living on the inside.
Yes.
But here it is. Manifestation has already taken place. So that means that has already been done, right? Manifestation, that means it already happened. So when things manifest itself in your life, you need to know, as being in the body of Christ, to go to the Word of God. Go to the Word of God and use your eyes, your ears, your mouth, to manifest the Word of God, that will, the Holy Spirit will bring these things back to your remembrance, and whatever it is that is concerning you in your life. This is powerful, people. You will only do this by faith that is given unto you. So you first had to be able to receive faith in order to be able to walk in faith. So you first have to receive the Holy Ghost or receive the Comforter in order for you to be able to use the Comforter. You first have to be able to get the Word of God on the inside in order for the things that you're looking for to show up in your life. This is powerful manifestation taking place right here in the living. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
The power of manifestation. So now we can go ahead on, and I'm free to say this here. See, now let's take a little bit further. The power of manifestation. So now let's talk about, since we describe spiritual kingdoms, we need to understand that there is power in the manifestation of spoken word. There's power in manifestation of spoken word. Those words that you are speaking are the reason, the root and essential reason of why things are showing up in your life. But Pastor, I didn't say nothing, and this right here happens. Well, you don't have to be the one that's speaking the words. The Apostle Paul said, who have cast a spell upon you? So we ought to understand that when something is, a spell is being cast upon you, that means your eyes have seen it, or your ears have heard it, or somebody is somewhere doing something that's ungodly, that's speaking over your life, and you see these things.
I know.
But now let's understand this. When you got the Word of God that's on the inside, when you have the Holy Spirit that's living on the inside of you, see, you need to know when things are showing up in your life that God did never intend for them to show up. You need to understand that you got the Holy Ghost to go through. You got the Holy Ghost to go to and say, God, remember when I had asked you to be the head of my life and to be my Lord and Savior? Well, I'm here to tell you right now that sickness has came upon my body right now, and I'm going to give it all over to you, Father God, Holy Spirit. I thank you that you had healed my body according to your word, because your word says right here in this place, and your word says in that place, you know, that I'm already healed because Jesus Christ has already done the work. See, that spoken word.
Amen.
That spoken word. That spoken word. The Bible said angels hearken to the word of God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I thank
Amen.
You, Lord. See, that's the power of manifestation. See, every single body that have a mouth, you need to know how to use your mouth to be able to speak these things into existence. See, this is right here, God's power. God's law. So is grace, are you living underneath the grace of God? Hallelujah. Are you living? I'm talking about thinking about how Jesus, what he has already done. Are you living under the grace or the finished works of Jesus Christ? So you first have to believe in the love of God first. That's the first thing you have to do. For in Jesus Christ, like he said over in Galatians, that neither circumcision in it worketh anything but faith that worketh by love. You need to first understand that God loves you. The second thing is that you need to make a decision. You need to make a decision on which kingdom that you're going to dwell in. Who you're going to speak like, who you're going to sound like, what words are going to be in your mouth. Is it God's words or is it some other words? That's the second thing. The third thing is, when you made the decision by faith to choose God's word, meditate on his word day and night. I'm talking about I'm literally go into the scriptures and read these scriptures and meditate on these scriptures. Because as John chapter 14 says that the comforter will bring these things back to remembrance. You will remember that, oh yeah, I'm saved. Oh yeah, I'm free. Oh yeah, God, you already did that. I ain't got to worry about that. Rest in the finished works of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Rest in the finished works of Jesus Christ. Understand this, church. When it comes down to things showing up in your life, or the power of these things that are manifesting in your life, it first is determined by how you are feeling according to what you have heard, what you have seen, or what was said, whether you did it or somebody else, whether it was something that you read on side of the road or something that you laid hold to. And these things that you have heard or things that you have seen that caused you to feel, now stuff is manifesting in your life. And when it caused you to feel, it caused you to think. And once it caused you to think, you need to understand that the things that cause you to think, you're going to make a decision. The decision making, when it takes place, see, now it turns into a habit. Your habit is going to determine your characteristics. That's what you expect to do, or what you are expected to do, or what others are expecting you to do. These are characteristics. And your characteristics is determine your destination. Look at Satan. Look at how he's trying to use you. Look how he's trying to use you. Trying to strip the word of God from you. See, he can't take the Holy Spirit from you, but he can strip the word of God from you by placing other words that are placing you up underneath a spell. And if you know that your characteristics determine your destination, but what really determines your destination or what is manifested in your life is what you have been thinking about. What word is coming out when something happens? Who are you referring to? What kingdom are you referring to? See, there's power in the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. So I challenge each and every one of you today, every single body that heard this word, I challenge you today. See, before you can expect something to show up in your life, you have to first believe it first. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the way you believe it first, God, you have to be heard the word. So if you heard this word today, I challenge you today, if you have not been born again, to get born again today. Receive the Holy Spirit on the inside today. Hallelujah. And if you have already been born again, and you have already received the Holy Spirit on the inside already, then go back to the word of God, the written word of God, and read the word of God and make declarations. That means start speaking it. Let it be known that the word of God lives, and it lives on the inside of you. Let it be known to whatever it is that you're facing right now that Jesus Christ have already done the work according to this scripture, according to this word. Confess it with your mouth. See, the Holy Spirit knows how to do these things. These things know how to show up in your life. But see, you have to agree with it first. It's your choice. There's power in the name of Jesus. And you do it all just like that. There's power in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Yes. And may God keep you. I didn't get a chance to finish it off, but I tell you one thing. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you have came and spoke to our minds and spoke to our hearts today. I pray, Father God, that we realize right now, if we have forgotten, that we are spirit. We are your spirit. Hallelujah. We are of you, and you are of us. And we thank you, that this word, right now, it is manifesting itself right now. Right now. We shall not be moved, neither shall we be afraid of the things that you have already taken care of. We're going to rest in your finished works, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
we plead the blood over us right now.
Yes.
And over all that is concerning us right now.
Yes, Lord.
And we say victory. Victory, victory, victory. In Jesus' name. And the whole church do say amen and amen again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The doors of the church are open. Amen.
Yes.
The doors of the church are open. If you heard this word today, you desire to be born again, press one.
Mm-hmm.
Press one. Apostle Tawanik and I are going to help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. The most important thing you can ever do in your living life. Amen. Press one. If you're already saved, and there is something that you're looking to manifest in your life, well, it's not because Jesus ain't done the work. It's because what you have spoken or what you have seen. So now that's where we can come to God in prayer. See, we get to pray. See, Jesus told over in John chapter 14, he says that if we would come together asking anything in his name, he said that that what he would do. So will you come together right now with Apostle Talanika and I and Minister Learn? Will you come together right now with us in prayer? We're going to ask these things in the name of Jesus. According to John chapter 14, 13 and 14, will you press one today? If you are looking for a church home, Apostle Talanika and I, we would love to disciple you. We would love to be your shepherd. We would love to be your pastor. And right there where you are, press one. Hallelujah. Press one right now. Right there where you are. Hallelujah. Apostle. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everything God will say.
Hallelujah. Yes.
And we thank God on today. Father God, in Jesus' name, we come asking, oh God, that you will pour into your servant, oh God, our pastor, for all that he has released today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you restore every virtue,
yes,
oh God, and let God. Lord, we pray for restoration right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we ask that every need be met, and God, all that had an ear to hear on today, receive in a mighty way that their life may be changed, oh God, and manifestation will take place, oh God, of thy goodness.
Yes.
In the
Hallelujah.
Mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you for it. And it's in Jesus' name we pray to God be the glory. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. We thank God that he has blessed us to be a blessing and that we can give on today. And
amen. Amen.
God.
Amen.
So if you have cash out, you send it over to Pastor Chantel. Or if you have Zelle, the number is 346-243-0980. If you need another remittance to send over tithes and offering, give us a call at 346-243-0980. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, oh God, that you've already blessed us to be a blessing. For your words that you give seed to the soil, oh God. So we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, we bless your
thank
holy
you.
Name, oh God. You are the God. You are the giver of all good things, and your word makes clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them to your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless. Just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves that were freely given for others, we pray that you would multiply these, our offerings to you, and accomplish with them more than we could ever ask or imagine. We give freely and not from compulsion, for there is nothing we could give that matches your glory the majesty and the great gift of your Son, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and of the Holy Spirit, which guides us daily. All we have is yours, Heavenly Father. We ask that you would use us and all we have as you will, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. May God bless all of you today and all the purpose and heart to give. Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our announcements, and I will be delivering those announcements. Welcome again. God bless everyone here in service and all that will hear this later. God bless you. Amen. Our announcement today, July the 24th, 2022, we hear the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, with Senior Pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning, and Apostle Tawanika Manning, with our minister on the roster, Minister Lynn Green out of Illinois. On Mondays at 6 a.m., we have our intercessory prayer here on our church line, 845-277-9213. On Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our Bible study. Please join us. Amen. We have a good time in Bible study. And on Sundays, we have our 10 a.m. morning service and our 2 p.m. afternoon service. Join us right here as you have today at 845-277-9213. Invite someone to come to church. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, and then we're going to, amen. Father God, we just thank you. Hallelujah. For this month of July. Yeah. Many were born in the July. For those of you that are celebrating a birthday this month or have celebrated, we wish you a happy birthday. We pray that God will continue to bless you and favor you all the days of your life. We pray for long life, good health and strength, wholeness and newness of life. Amen. We pray for continued favor to be upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And those that are celebrating a wedding anniversary, know that God ordains marriage between woman and man. Amen. Man and woman. So we pray that God will continue to bless your union. May it grow in peace and love and patience and understanding. Hallelujah. That God will continue to bless and favor your marriage and that you will live a long life together, never being apart. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. We do have an upcoming play with our business, our company, Good Comedy. We present to you on August the 13th, 2022 at 7:45 p.m., part two of what goes on in the pastor study, phase in the pastor study. So join us, get your tickets. Give us a call at 346-243-0980 to get your tickets. We have a promo discount going right now with tickets of $20 up until August 1st, and then pre-sale tickets of $25 and $35 at the door. So don't wait. Go ahead and say right now that's you. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. And now we're going to release the pastor's blessing. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries with Senior Pastor and Pastor Dorsey Manning, myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning, and Minister Lynn Green. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name that we bless you, that we're saved. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Amen. I pray that the Holy Spirit was able to speak to your minds and to your heart, to your spirit, and just speak to every single thing that's concerning you right now. I pray that.
Yes,
I pray that. And I pray that you realize today that all is well. All is well.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the whole church do say amen and amen again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
May God keep you. Keep this word in your mind. Keep this word in your heart. Keep this word in your mouth. We know that Satan comes to strip us from the word of God. Want us to think things that we shouldn't be thinking so he can move in our life or dwell in our life or wreak havoc in our life, inviting us to his kingdom. Amen. Remember that Satan is already defeated. He's defeated foe. He's defeated foe. Jesus Christ is Lord. Pastor Dominic and I, we love you. We can never love you more than God loves you. Y'all have y'all a wonderful day in the name of Jesus. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. Bow down to the king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Get there.